on the next episode of Sip Suds and Smokes.
Well, while visiting this wholesale club or clubs, good old boy Dave was kind enough to bring back the Heavy Hitter IPA variety pack from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company.
The Heavy Hitter IPA variety pack from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company contains the Hoptonite Double IPA, which is exclusive to this pack. The Cosmic Little Thing Hazy Double IPA, Atomic Torpedo Imperial IPA, which is a revved up version of just the, you know, the plain old Torpedo IPA.
The
Hop Bullet Imperial IPA Magnum Edition, which is a limited release.
We'll be right back after this break.
Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Hey there. Yeah, you over there. Don't worry, you dialed in the right spot. And here we are for another sud segment where good beer really meets bad radio. I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana, and joining me at the table today is good old boy Dave.
Hello, friends. And enemies.
Oh, that was very...
Especially enemies.
Oh, okay. Well, on today's episode, we're going to be covering something that we think we're going to really like. Good old boy Dave, you think we're really going to like this one?
It's beer, so yeah.
Okay, fair. Fair. So recently, good old boy Dave visited one of the local wholesale clubs. Ooh.
Yep.
Feeling a little bougie there,
I don't
huh?
buy potatoes unless I'm buying 20 pounds of potatoes. And I like to buy at least 5 pounds of scrimp.
You like the things in bulk.
Yes.
Okay.
Except the prices.
Well, while visiting this wholesale club or clubs... Good old boy Dave was kind enough to bring back the Heavy Hitter IPA variety pack from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company in both Chico, California, and Mills Creek, North Carolina.
I think Sierra Nevada deserves some cheers.
They do. They totally do. As you can probably tell from some previous episodes, we are fans of Sierra Nevada.
We love them long time.
Yes, long, long time. So, good old boy Dave, why don't you tell us what's included in this big old box of beer?
The Heavy Hitter IPA variety pack from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company contains the Hoptonite Double IPA, which is exclusive to this pack. The Cosmic Little Thing Hazy Double IPA, Atomic Torpedo Imperial IPA, which is a revved up version of just the, you know, the plain old Torpedo IPA.
The
Hop Bullet Imperial IPA Magnum Edition, which is a limited release.
Cool.
And just so you know, the smallest beer in this pack is like 7.2%.
You know, and I was going to say, I wonder what the heavy hitterness is.
Yeah, why would they call it heavy hitters? That doesn't make sense.
Are we talking about the New York Yankees lineup?
Oh, that would have been a swing and a miss.
Ouch.
You can't make up comedy gold like that, folks.
Or can you?
Or can you make up a divorce contract? Okay.
Well, we're going to be tasting these beers on the fly. And for those of you that know, we do enjoy doing this. We literally crack open the can or bottle and just start tasting first thing that comes.
Drinking it.
And saying words and things. Yes. So we're going to be tasting these beers on the fly and then giving our tasting notes as we go. And hey, speaking of those, good old boy Dave, why don't you give us the Suds ratings for today?
We'll be tasting and rating these beers from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company with our Suds ratings and signature belching sounds. Here are those ratings now. 1, that sucks. Give me anything but a bud. 2, was that a belch? 3, ah, what a relief. 4, a body should really not make that sound. And 5, listen to that hang time, give me another. In case you're wondering, in Radio Land, the longer the belch, the better the beer.
Ba-dum-tsh.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was implied, but...
Well, but still. Okay,
whatever.
We might have some new listeners. Okay, so before we get into the beer, I just wanted to give a 10-second history on Sierra Nevada Brewing Company for those that may be living under a rock and have no idea who they are.
All right, I'll start counting down.
Okay.
10.
So.
9.
Sierra Nevada 8, Brewing Company was founded in 1980 7, by... Ken Grossman and Paul Camusi in Chico, California. 4. Grossman's passion for homebrewing led him to open a homebrew supply store before launching the brewery using salvaged equipment like dairy tanks and bottling equipment. In other words, he kind of MacGyvered his way in at the beginning. And the brewery's first beer was a stout, followed by the infamous, famous Sierra Nevada Pale Ale.
Still the standard for the style.
Yes.
After all these years.
Yes. And to think from 1980 and here they are.
Yeah.
Still at it.
That's like 106 years or something.
120.
Oh,
yeah. But who's counting?
Man.
Right? Yeah.
Man.
Okay.
And Ken Grossman's still alive, too. That's crazy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I love how they started as homebrewers and started as like a homebrew supply shop.
Yeah.
You know, you hear stories like, I think Ballast Point kind of started the same way. So, well, it didn't turn out as well, but still.
But still, right. Yeah. And if you think about the beer landscape in 1980, there really wasn't hardly any craft.
Yeah.
I mean, if there was, it might have been like a handful across the United States.
Yeah, I mean, these guys are back in the day of like, you know, Charlie Papazian and like back when homebrewing was really just starting to get going.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, and otherwise you relied on... You know, the Pabst and the...
I mean, 1980, I was like 7 years old, so I was still just drinking light beer at that point.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, you hadn't graduated up yet.
No. I was watching my waistline.
Yeah, you know? Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Sure. Okay. Well, let's get to the beer, huh?
Well, I might as well. Okay. We're here.
Okay, yes, we're here. So the first one that we are going to talk about is the Hoptonite Double IPA, which is... exclusive to this pack, 7.2% ABV. This is a classic West Coast style double IPA that's loaded with notes of citrus and grapefruit rind from generous amounts of aromatic hops. The bold and aggressive double IPA remains drinkable and will keep you coming back for more.
Smells nice, citrusy, pithy.
Okay, so I know pale ale versus IPA, but do you feel a little reminiscent of the pale ale to a degree?
I think there's probably always going to be a little bit of that on going on. And to be honest, this beer does not drink. It's like 7.2% to me personally. I think it's very smooth. It's very balanced. The people at Sierra Nevada, they've pretty much got hoppy beer down to a science.
I mean, this is dialed in.
Yeah.
Like, and as you would expect. So is the expectation high given that we know what Sierra Nevada is about? I mean, we've been talking about their beer for years and they kind of,
I think you
like,
would be
built the map of what IPAs can be.
I think you would be more, I like a lot of us, I think would be a lot more judgy about a Sierra Nevada beer that was, you know, maybe the hot balance was out a little bit, or it finished a little bit weird, or, it, you know, like whatever, like little sure. defects that for some smaller, newer breweries, you might go, well, they're figuring it out. These guys have figured it out. So if something goes awry with a sour or the Sierra Nevada beer, then you're going to notice it more. You're going to call it out more. And you're going to be like, hey, man, what's going on here?
Sure. And the expectation's high. Yeah. So the creaminess is there. The creaminess doesn't linger, though. It stops.
Yeah. Nice finish. Yeah.
Yep. And you would say that this is very citrusy, like grapefruity.
Yeah. Yeah. I would. Yeah.
Okay.
Would you?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then mixed with the pine, so it's a good balance.
Yeah. And I think what's cool, and this kind of goes back to the mix pack thing too, is like, so this one you only get in this mix pack, right? Or that's what they say. For me, like, it's worth it to me to buy this big pack of beer to try a Sierra Nevada IPA that I haven't had before, maybe couldn't get. I don't know that I would feel that way with just any brewery, though.
Fair.
I don't think anybody can kind of just automatically pull this off and be like, oh, yeah, we'll sell you, you know, three or four six packs of beer in a box and you'll probably like it, you know?
Yeah, sure. And this, I mean, to me, when you brought it home, I was like, oh, this is great. Like, this is a no-brainer. Like, yeah, if I saw it, I would pick it up.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Sierra Nevada. Oh, right. Oh, yeah, why not? Yeah.
Sure. Okay. So what do you want to rate this beer?
I think we could.
Okay.
Yeah.
We are going to rate the Hop Tonight Double IPA a 4. And we'll be back in a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. So today's episode is taking a little mix pack, if you will, from Sierra Nevada, which is called their Heavy Hitter IPA Variety Pack. And we've just essentially, we started talking about what's in that
Heavy Hitter IPA pack.
Yes. So the first one that we talked about was the Hop Tonight Double IPA, which is 7.2%.
And the lowest ABV in the whole pack. So we got the little baby out of the way and we're going to go work our way up.
Exactly. So the next one that we're going to talk about, and I think I've had this one before.
This one's widely available.
Okay. Is the Cosmic Little Thing Hazy Double IPA. Now, this one is 8%, so it's a little...
Not so little.
It's a little bump up. Right. So, ride an interstellar wave of tropical flavor in this cosmic little thing, a hazy nebula glowing with comet, strata, and Helios hops, with notes of citrus, berries, and lychee. They use Munich...
Pick out a lychee if you... Hit me in the face with it.
Really? They have Munich oats and two row and wheat. And then the hops are Comet, Eureka, Helios, Simcoe, Strata.
Yeah, definitely get the hints of the Simcoe and the Strata. I'm guessing Helios might be where some of the berries come from. I don't know how hazy this is. I mean, it's
okay. Yeah, because I was going to say, if you tell me that we're going to be drinking a hazy IPA,
maybe this is West Coast hazy.
Okay.
You know, like, it's not, it's definitely not a NEPA.
No.
It does have some oats and some wheat in it. So there should be, well, the wheat would be more the mouthfeel, but there's some oats in it. So you should get some mouthfeel and maybe some, you know, some stuff floating around. But I think they're too daggum good at filtering and, you know, all their end processes.
That they're hazy is a mild hazy.
It's hazy-ish. Hazy adjacent.
Ooh.
Let's call it that.
Okay.
Still super tasty. It definitely does have tropical fruits, berries and things. It's got, they describe the flavor and the aroma accurately. I just don't know that the mouthfeel is totally there for like what I generally consider a hazy. Because when you think hazy, you're thinking all that matter that's floating in around in there, making it hazy.
You're thinking chewy.
You're going to get a little chewiness or whatever, a little extra, you know, viscosity or whatever. But I don't necessarily feel that.
Okay. So, I mean, we could split hairs about what is like true haze, pseudo haze, you know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Okay. But I think overall, I do like the creamy taste of it.
Yeah, no.
Or the mouthfeel, I should say.
I have no detraction from it. And maybe it's a hazy, like a chill haze kind of thing. Maybe that's what it is.
A chill haze?
Yeah, a chill haze.
And compared to the previous, the double IPA that we had, because I have a little bit left of that, this is a lot creamier, a lot smoother. And it's
denser. The finish on this is like not as resiny, like pithy sharp, you know, like grapefruit pithy sharp.
Sure, but you're not expecting to get
a totally different experience from that beer to this beer.
Right. We're not hanging out in the
forest.
Which
is crazy.
You like, know?
I mean, they were just living in the same box with each other for who knows how long and probably, you know, rubbing against each other. And but no, that one's that
they
one.
They were isolated by the aluminum.
Well, I guess. It's not very thick aluminum. You know, I mean, you're, you know, you're living in a box with another beer for a few weeks and, you know, stuff happens. I'm just saying. But these guys, they kept it professional.
Well, they are.
That's professional, what Sierra Nevada does, though. They keep it professional.
They are props. Rather professional. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. So no lychee. Yeah. I wonder.
I don't know. Maybe there's lychee.
No, I just don't. I don't feel like. There is, I feel like the other, I feel citrus and berries, but yeah. I just don't feel lychee.
I think Kendall would taste the lychee.
Well, fair. Yeah. But sadly, Kendall's not here with
He's
us.
He's not.
So we just have to rate this.
Kendall would taste what day of the week it was probably canned on. So
that's fair.
Yeah.
And that's why.
That's why we love
him. Exactly. Okay. So what do you want to rate the Cosmic Little Thing?
Well,
Double IPA.
I think even though it's not necessarily as hazy in appearance as one might expect, it still has some of the mouthfeel, still has all the flavors, the tropical, the berries and everything. And it's a tasty beer from start to finish. And it drinks really easy for 8%, which it seems to be so far a pretty common theme for this box.
Yeah. Do you think that this one feels, though, a little bit more bump with the ABV? No. Still the same.
No. I'm not. Okay. I'm not laying down.
So. Like you feel like you're drinking a six.
Yeah. I mean, for this, it would be more that I would get full rather than I would feel buzzed.
Okay.
Or I would start getting full before I realized how buzzed I was feeling.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that would be what stopped me.
That's fair.
Because the flavors are not like so crazy or so in your face that it just wears your palate out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And especially like if you're having this with some food, like some, you know, a burger, some chili or something.
Yeah. And speaking of which, when you, okay, what would you pair with this? Yeah.
I'd pair anything with tacos.
Okay.
I mean, you know, that's my jam, but.
Sure.
I mean, a burger, yeah, anything, maybe something spicy, just to let those hops help you out a little bit.
Okay.
You know, get through it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. What do you want to rate it?
I want to rate this a 4.
All right. You're in charge.
Never.
So, interesting to me with this heavy hitter IPA pack is like, okay, so like we said, the smallest beer in here is 7.2%. And because it was at a wholesale club, I guess, I mean, you probably find this at other stores, but it was like 24 beers. So what, that's like two cases of beer, I guess, 4 6-packs.
Right.
And that's a fairly big commitment. Not if you're not really an IPA person or you're not sure, but like the thing that I was thinking about is like, so when we talk about a lot of these mix packs, we talk about, okay, and we've done a lot of episodes about mix packs.
Oh, before, sure.
Which
sure.
Everyone should go back and listen to. But like sometimes you're like, okay, this would be a great mix pack. You okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. All right. She killed a spider, everybody. like really light beers or something that you might take to a party. Or something where it's a brewery that you want to get to know, right? And you don't want to buy a full 6-pack. So you might, so a lot of these mix packs have like 12. So you might get 3 beers each of 4 beers or 4 beers each of 3 beers. And you're not buying a full 6-pack, but you know you probably like 1 or 2 of them. You also get the limited release, maybe a mix exclusive or something.
Sure.
But like this one, it's like, I don't know if you take this to a party. I mean, maybe, but like you're taking beers that are going to get people full and or buzzed.
Well, that's, you know? Yeah, that was the thing that I was going to ask you is, okay, so if I'm going to the store because I'm going to meet out some friends, like, you know, maybe on
going to the lake.
Yeah, going to the party lake, or whatever. Yeah. Exactly. We're like, we're hiking for the day and then we're going to camp at night, whatever. I know that some of my friends will be beer nerds.
Yeah.
And others may not want something too hoppy. You know, they're in the outdoors. They just want something crisp, whatever.
You get something that's like one of those, like, oh, it's 3 lagers and a pale ale or something, exactly. You know, whatever. Exactly. And they're all like 4 to 5%.
Yeah. 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 Exactly. So I try to find something that's a variety of things, right? Yeah. Okay, fine. But with this, okay, first of all, they're hoppy.
You're all in on hops with this. Right.
I mean, there's a level of confidence in putting this this variety pack, which is like essentially 4 beers together because they're all so hoppy and they're all like higher ABV. Yeah. So I guess this begs the question is, what kind of party are we going to with this?
This is a party where hopefully nobody's driving after or something. Everybody's got a designated driver.
Sure. And it's not these, like these will sit forever.
No, that's a great point too.
Answer in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey! Welcome back, everyone.
Hey, thanks.
So today's episode, we were talking about the Heavy Hitter IPA Variety Pack that is from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company in both Chico and Mills Creek, North Carolina.
One in California, one in North Carolina.
Yeah,
they get you from both sides.
They do.
Bam, bam.
They do. So right before the break, we were talking about where to take this variety pack, because again, we're talking about beer that the lowest ABV on this is 7.2%, and you're getting 24 in this pack.
Mm-hmm.
So let's answer the question of where do you take this? What kind of party is this?
So I think I don't know if there's a party. I mean, if you got a bunch of hophead bros that are hanging around the pool or something, yeah, then you do that. I think this is also good for a hophead on a budget or who's, you know, like a bulk buyer like me. You stick them in your beer fridge because ordinarily we say hoppy beers have to be, you know, drank pretty fresh. But we did a past episode of Sierra Nevada where Sierra Nevada Pale Ale was featured as one of the beers. And it was really good a year after sitting in a closet at room temperature for a year, you know. So I don't think Sierra Nevada is necessarily as worried about fall off.
Right.
And I think as a consumer, you could feel good about, well, I don't want to drink, I don't want to just pound 7-8% beers all the time.
Sure.
You could throw this in your fridge, keep it cold, and, you know, within a reasonable amount of time, you'd be pretty good.
Sure.
You
know? Sure. And that was going to be part of the conversation for me is if you had a 24 pack of bottles versus cans, you would have to drink them a lot quicker.
I think you're risking oxidation and fall off easier with bottles. Cause we kind of found that out too in that same episode that the can, you know, holds it all in a lot better than a bottle, even a brown bottle.
Yeah. But. And if you're spending the money and the time to enjoy beer that was made by a brewery that really enjoys their hops and is very thoughtful about the hops that go into their beer.
Yep.
You want to enjoy it at its freshest, if you will.
Yeah. Or, you know, it's as close as you're realistically going to get buying something from a wholesale club after, you know, in another part of the country from the brewery.
Sure.
You know, you always have to think about the chain of custody that beers go through.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. I mean, more so than other forms.
We would like to think that leaves the, you know, brewery in a refrigerated truck and stays nice and cold all the way until it gets
to our house,
to our home.
Yeah.
Sadly, no. But some of these beers are made to withstand.
And
that,
the dream is cut. Yeah. All right. Let's get back to another beer.
All right. Is this one really small?
Yeah, so small. This is the Atomic Torpedo Imperial IPA.
Atomic Torpedo. We're done with regular torpedoes. Right? They're stupid.
The revved up version of the Torpedo IPA coming in at a mild 9.2% ABV. So this Imperial Hop Collision fuses the West Coast and juicy IPAs, unleashing atomic flavors of lush fruit, citrus, and sticky pine. First released as a double IPA, they kicked the Atomic Torpedo up a notch from 8.2% to 9.2% for bigger, bolder Imperial IPA intensity.
Daggum.
And there's that. And this color on here is so, like, this to me is classic-y West Coast. It's got that kind of caramely color thing going on.
Yeah, and it's got enough sweetness in it to balance out. Those hops are not overwhelming, but the hops, like the jump from 8% Cosmic Little Thing to 9.2%, as far as like, can I taste it? Oh yeah. 9.2%. It's there. Right.
Yeah.
But also I think part of that too is the body of some of the malts that go into the body of Cosmic Little Thing and the way the hops are done shields you a little bit more. Whereas the Atomic Torpedo is meant to hit you like an atomic torpedo, not to blast. This is not a palate burner by any means, and it doesn't blast you out or anything like that. But it's like a very bright, punchy, big IPA, and you get every bit of that.
You do, but don't you feel like there's a sweetness on it to almost soften the
and that's
alpha,
what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah. The soften the alpha acids.
It's
of
not
the hops.
Like back in the day.
Oh, right.
When
right,
you,
right.
When you would get like a Green Flash beer or something that would, it was really good, but you're like, I'm not going to be able to taste anything for like 2 days
after this. Yeah, you're like drinking mega water.
This is a flavor accentuator. And again, it's another good beer to pair with food. And because you definitely want to eat some stuff to soak some of this up, you know.
Oh, heck yeah.
Have something on your stomach. But it's a super tasty beer. It's very, not aggressive, but assertive. And I really like where this beer's going. It's a really nice beer. I don't know that I've had the regular, I think I have had regular Torpedo.
Yeah, we've had the regular Torpedo.
This is definitely ramped up. And it's not, and it's good because like the regular Torpedo is good. And sometimes when they try to amp up a beer and just make an Imperial or Super version of it, they just mess it up. Yeah. This is just a really good beer.
Yeah, this is a really good beer. And what are we going to rate the Atomic Torpedo?
Should we continue the theme?
I think we should. And we are going to rate this a 4. Yeah, I think the balance on this one is...
It's legit, man.
Yeah. I mean, obviously dialed in. We'll be back with more in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. So today's episode has been about mix packs, variety packs, whatever you want to call them. And today we've been talking about the Heavy Hitter IPA variety pack from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company in Chico, California and Mills Creek, North Carolina. So before the breaks leading up to this, we've had a 7.2% double IPA, an 8% double IPA. Granted, one was hazy, one was not. And then the...
I think it's arguable that one was hazy.
Okay, but. Fair. And then the Torpedo Imperial IPA at 9.2%. And now we are going to get to the Hop Bullet Imperial IPA Magnum Edition. Yes, hop heads are rejoicing everywhere. This is a limited release, 9.5% ABV. The mighty Magnum Hop packs this edition of Hop Bullet with behemoth flavors of grapefruit, orange rind, and pine resin. This thing's a force, but it's also fleeting. So stock up now or miss out. Wow. Okay.
Nice piney aroma.
So... Right. And I think the underlying theme of all four of these beers is like the pine citrusy kind of. I mean, yes, there's a little variation with tropical, but.
I think these are all, you know, really true to Sierra Nevada and like what they do. You know? And yeah, they have a brewery in Mill Creek, North Carolina, but there's. It's not like there's a North Carolina IPA or whatever. I guess there could be. But these are like, you know, West Coast beers, you know, or at least a West Coast take on beers. And they're also a study in how you make really big beer.
And not, you still have flavor.
And make it enjoyable and balance it. Because as you scale this... ABV up, the balance on these IPAs can go askew very easily, either too malty that the hops don't keep up, or people will tend to overhop them and just blast you out and you don't really enjoy the beer fully.
Sure.
You know, or they just try to make the body so big and it's just juicy and you're like, you get so full halfway through it, you know. And I don't like, we've sampled, you know, three already. We're sampling the fourth one and it's really big. It's the biggest beer. I'm not really feeling overly full, you know, probably got a little buzz, you know, a little happy boy, you mm-hmm. know, but I mean, that's to be expected too, though.
Oh, sure. Sure.
But I don't feel like, oh God, I'm so bloated or, you know, whatever. And we're not drinking the full beer, but still you, with some of those 9% beers, you get that way, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's really easy to like taste the alcohol and like forget about what the actual beer tastes like. But for this one being as high as it is, yes, there's a little bit of alcoholness to it.
A little bit.
But it's subtle.
Yeah.
And it's not, and you're tasting hops and you're tasting malt.
Mm-hmm.
And it's approachable for what it is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really impressed by that because I was thinking, oh gosh, we're in trouble here with this one. But no.
Does this give you hope for someone to produce an Imperial Russian stout mix pack?
No.
Of all 12% beers?
No.
I'm waiting for J.W. Lee's to make the Harvest Ale Barley Wine.
Variety pack.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like circa 2002 to 2010.
If you did a 24-year vertical of barley wines in a variety pack, J.W. Lee's, listen to me right now. I just thought of that. All right, I'm speaking directly to you.
Oh, my gosh. I can't imagine have to make how one. Expensive that would be.
They've only got to make one.
Okay.
Just send it to me.
And give it to Dave.
Yes. I will be buried with it.
Okay, fair. What are you thinking about rating this beer?
I don't know. What are you thinking about rating this beer? Yeah.
I'm thinking a 3.
Oh, really? What detracts from this one from the others?
It's just because of the high ABV.
I mean, I don't see that as a detractor, but
no.
I'll go with you.
Okay, no.
Ride or die.
You want to go for it?
Well, I just feel like I think they did a great job with it.
Okay.
So, okay.
All right, 4 it is then.
I got your back, Sierra Nevada.
It's just a lot.
It is, but I mean, I'm a lot. And does that mean you would rate me less?
Well, no.
Well, see, there okay. you go.
Fair. Now,
I like this.
What would you have with this beer?
I don't, man.
I mean, are we talking like a big 4-course dinner, 5-course dinner with it?
I think this is, you know, maybe like a big roast beef sandwich, some pizza, anything like some good pub food, you know? Yeah, I think I would have that or something spicy because this beer would kind of cut through that spice. I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. But I think it's well done. It's just for me and my taste, it's just going to be a lot.
It's a lot.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, and I think this is, you know, that the one beer out of the pack where the main hop head may have to tackle this section of the mix pack.
Sure.
And let the other guys handle the other parts.
Yeah, handle the lighter.
Yeah.
Because for me, overall, I'm not going to rate a 9, 10, 11% IPA-ish style beer really high anyways, just because I'm like, is it necessary? Really?
Well, you know? I mean, I think you think back to like 90-minute IPA and some of the 120-minute,
yeah.
some of the really monsters. And I think the ones that do it really well are few and far between.
Sure.
You know, but I could tell you, if I had to guess and poke inside your brain, Cosmic Little Thing was probably the one that you sort of identified with most.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Although I did like the Torpedo too.
Yeah, yeah. I think that one, I mean, I don't think there was a bad beer in the box.
And so, okay, rating this, like looking at it at the store, picking it up, having that expectation, mm-hmm. the Sierra Nevada expectation, if you will, and then now trying these. Are you happy?
Yeah. I mean, I think if you think about it, that pack, you probably had $1.50 a beer.
That's crazy. Especially for all that hops.
You're never going to find that anywhere.
No. And the fact that they're in cans, they're going to last a little bit. I mean, yes, it's better to keep it cooler than keep it warm.
Yeah.
But I mean, that pretty much goes with like any beer, really. But I think that like over a long weekend, I mean, you're hanging out with your homebrew or beer buddies. This is a perfect.
I think you could have this
variety pack to
for
have.
A few weeks, you know.
Yeah.
And put it in your rotation with your light lagers and Czech pilsners.
And, yeah, sure. And kind of balance out the light of the pilsner with this. And I could see that happening.
Definitely think this is worth someone who likes hops picking up.
Yeah.
Or if you love someone who likes hops, pick it up for them.
Oh, totally. Totally. Yeah. And Sierra Nevada is one of those breweries that is classic.
If there's a safe bet in buying beer,
they're one of them.
Sierra Nevada's probably a pretty safe bet.
Yeah, and with their distribution,
you can get it almost anywhere.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what makes it special. So overall, what would you rate the variety pack itself?
I would give the variety pack itself a 5.
Perfect. Well, that's going to do it for today. What do you think about that? Good old boy Dave, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. Follow me on Instagram at good old boy Dave. At good old boy Dave. And you can email us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com if you want to send me beer, J.W. Lee.
He's waiting patiently. This is Good Old Gal Juliana. Keep on chuggling and catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback. And you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.